Some Republican governors have tried to distance themselves from how their party is handling the federal budget standoff. Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell wrote a strongly worded op-ed in the Washington Post condemning what he calls the debacle on the Potomac. Governor McDonnell joins us on the line. And Governor, you've criticized the shutdown and the way the government, or governing, I should say, is going on in general, saying it's not rational. So what would you do to inject rationality back into Washington?
Well, it's probably even stronger than that. I said our country is broke. We're $17 trillion in debt and heading the wrong way, over $1 trillion in new deficit spending the last 5 years, and our political process is broken. And I would say, you know, it starts at the top. The president refused to have a budget passed. He can't get a budget through the U.S. Senate, even when his party was in charge. And he won't have any serious discussion about entitlement reform and spending cuts. And so there's no way we're going to get our fiscal house in order until you do that. At the same time, Republicans were very unrealistic in thinking that they were ever going to have the U.S. Senate or the president agree to defund Obamacare, which is the top achievement of the president. I don't agree with the policy, but it is certainly an achievement for him. And that was never going to happen. So there's blame to go around, but it starts with the president leading.
It starts with the president leading, you say. But what about, you know, the now 70% of Americans, according to this NBC News Wall Street Journal poll that just came out, that find that Republicans are putting politics ahead of what's best for the country?
Well, I'd say some of that is press-driven. I mean, it's just that's not rational, and it's just that's the problem with Washington. Everybody wants to blame one side.
Governor, if I may, I just want to be sure I understand. You're saying that this poll finding 70% of Americans, basically, you're saying that those 70% are not rational.
No, what I'm saying is that the press started, I think, a month ago, just lining it up as though this was all Republicans' fault. But Megan, think about it. You know, the president controls the executive branch, and his party controls half of the legislative branch, and somehow it's all the Republicans' fault. That doesn't make sense. I said the Republicans, my party, to think that they were going to be successful in defunding Obamacare was just not realistic. Wasn't going to happen. And, of course, that was leading to a government shutdown. But I'm saying the president, having no budget for the United States of America and refusing to have any serious discussion on entitlement reform, it's clearly unrealistic on his part that the United States of America is going to have $1 trillion-plus budget deficits every year, and somehow that's the right course for the country. That's bad leadership.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what you would advise your Republican colleagues then in Washington to do now, because they are of your party. I mean, I hear your criticism of the president, but what would you advise, you know, House Speaker Boehner to be doing?
Well, I've got my hands full in Virginia, so I don't. What I would say is they've got to stand up for fiscal responsibility. I think that is critically important. But you can't shut government down, and you have to pay your bills. But at the same time, they've got to continue to keep the pressure on the president to get a budget. You know, no budget for nearly 5 years, unacceptable.
Bob McDonnell is the governor of the state of Virginia. Governor McDonnell, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, very nice to be on. It's a critically important topic for our country, and hopefully a reasonable statesman will rise up and we'll have something done and we'll get the government back to work.